face. They blow it down his sinus. Bobby, 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 that's a joint. Bobby, Bobby, you love a joint. But he's quiet.
Yeah.
He don't want it no more. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, honey, when it comes time to die, your drugs will leave you empty.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Son, you never saw Bobby on the dance floor. I mean, honey, old Bobby knew how to dance. Bobby knew how to dance. Go get some of the music. Go get some of the girls. I mean, get the finest whores you can find. Bobby loved to dance.
Hey, man.
They set up the stereo. Biggest speakers money could buy is inside the room. The prettiest girls you could find. Now begins to dance in front of his casket. But Bobby, hey Bob, listen son, that's your best group. That's the song you always like. Bobby, look at the girls, son. You've always liked the girls, Bobby. He's quiet. Well, he's just... He's quiet. What are you saying, preacher? I say, when it comes time to die, honey, your good times, your illicit sex, your rock music, your boyfriend, your girlfriend will leave you empty.
That's right, man. You're right.
Hey, Brother Rocky, I had to preach a funeral last time I was in Cleveland. A boy was shacking with a woman that was married. The husband worked nights. When the husband went to work, he'd come by her house. 27 years old, Brother Smith. The husband came home one night with a pistol. He found out about it. When old Danny took off out the door, the husband blew 7 shots through the door. One of them smacked him right in the spine, Brother Dawson, paralyzed him from the chest down. I went and visited him in the hospital on a respirator. I said, Danny, Danny, why don't you give your life to God? He said, I'm paralyzed. I said, Danny, you could be dead. He said, I'd rather be dead than hell, be paralyzed.
Oh, God, no.
18 days later, honey, I buried his carcass. You know, Paul said, brethren, don't sorrow like those that don't have any hope. But I'll never forget that mother, Brother Ford, that little old skinny mother. The funeral home called me and said, Brother Kid, the mother's gone crazy. I need your help. I went up there and the mother was in the room saying, I can't stand it. I can't take it. My baby's gone. He's dead. I can't stand it. I said, please, Miss Tino, just make your way in here. Well, before we got her in the room, she lost it. She grabbed her boy by 2 hands full of hair and pulled him up out of the casket. Said, Daddy, please get up, son. They think you're dead. Son, they think you're dead. Daddy, please get up, Daddy. She tried to pull him out of the casket. Had to pry her fingers out of his hair. We closed that lid. She fell prostrate across the casket. And you know what she screamed at the top of her lungs? Oh, God. Hey, if you die without Christ and you live like hell, I'm telling you, you're going to hell and there's no use to cry out for God.
That's right.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm still alive. Hey, man, I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving the palace, man. I'm getting out of here. Wait a minute. Matthew 12, 29 said there's a strong man at the door. Can't get out. But Ford, God only knows, as earnestly as I could, how many times I ran to that door. I'd grab the handle and say, I want out! I want out! But he refused to let me. I knew I had to die. I knew I had to meet God. But thank God the Bible says, Jesus said, I'll tell you what I can do, fellas. I can bind him,
amen.
Then come get what's in the house.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I found it. Oh, no. Honey, God wasn't lost. I was.
Yeah.
Thank God 8 years ago, when I realized I couldn't get out by myself. The door was closed. He was much stronger than I was. Oh, blessed be His holy name. Jesus came inside and took me out. Glory! Thank God. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Every once in a while, I go back by the palace.
Amen.
It's been 8 years since I've been in the door. Sometimes the old strong man says, "Hey, let's come back in and visit your friends." No, thank you, son. I've done God out. I don't have any desire to go back in. Oh, but I've got something new to offer. It doesn't matter. I've got the best you can find when I got Jesus. It's been 8 years now. I was raised in the ghettos of town where nobody cared. Boy, I never had nobody love me. I used to watch old Brother Ford. Man, 14 years and he still cried for you girls. I've seen a lot of them come, Brother Jeremy, and a lot of them go and fizz out. When you stay here 14 years and still cry, honey, that's God.
Amen.
Brother Dawson, my own daddy. My daddy never cared for me. My mother didn't know what affection was. But I'll never forget as I staggered in the old house of God that night. Had an old aunt been praying for me for 2 years. I didn't know it. After I got saved, she said she'd plow down the road of that garden. The tears would drop off. And she'd beg God to save my soul. But I'll never forget November 22nd, 1975. I walked down to an old-fashioned altar and said, "God, I've beat the door. I've begged Him to let me out. I've tried to turn over a new leaf. Lord, I've tried to reform. God, I'm sorry for my sin. I can't get out, Lord God, but I want You to come get me out." No, thank God. At that moment, there was a transaction and the Holy Ghost came in and I've been free. Ever since, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. I'm free tonight. If the Son shall make you free, thank God, you're free indeed.
Amen. Amen.
Let's stand with our heads bowed. Every head bowed, please. Every eyes closed. I was praying today. Every day that I live, I'm reminded 185,000 people die every day. Most of them die without God. Honey, one of these days it's going to be you, and it's going to be me. But thank God you can get out tonight. He'll bind the strong man and set you free. Brother Ford.
Why don't you leave the luxuries of Lucifer's palace tonight? Let Jesus bind the strong man. He can, and He will. If you'll run to Him, I'd scamper to Him right now just as fast as I could. Make your way, son. Hey, boy. Hey, little girl. Hey, make your way to the one that's able to bind the strong man. Won't you come to Him right now? Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." Jesus said, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Come on, little girl. Come on, son. Come on, sweetheart. Listen, cut loose from the luxuries of Lucifer's palace. Listen, get out of that room right now. Let God set you free. Come on, sweetheart. Come on, sweetheart. Come on, sweetheart. God bless you, son. God bless you, boy. Come out of that dark room. Hey, come on out. Young lady, I've watched you watch these boys all night. Hey, you know what you need to do? You need to come out of that palace. Hey, I've watched those eyes. You're so excited. But honey, you're headed down the wrong road. Hey, you better cut loose. You better cut loose tonight while you can cut loose. I'm sincere. Now's the time. Some of you counselors, put your arms around these little girls here. One little girl, boy, she's mean as a rattlesnake. Come to this altar just now. Won't be any good to come here unless you let Jesus bind the strong man. Come on. There's some counselors here tonight. Listen, you know what you need to do? You need to leave some things. There's some things. Listen, there's some others and daddies here tonight. You know what you need to do? You need to leave some things. You need to cut loose from them tonight. Some things you know is not good for you. Not good for your home. Not good for your children. You know it's not good for you. You know what you ought to do? Cut loose from it. Young lady, you've got a problem, haven't you? You've got a problem. You've got a real problem. Won't you admit it? You see, I see it wrote all over you. You've got a problem. You know what? If you're not careful, you're going to be put in this home right here. If you're not careful, you'll wind up right here in this home. I've watched it. I see it all over you. You're as miserable as a fish out of water tonight. You know what you need to do? Won't you admit it? Won't you throw up that flag and come on home? Kelly, I want you and a trio to come. I want you to sing for us. While we're standing, while these are praying, I've wandered far away from God, but tonight I'm coming home. Come on, girls. Hey, as they sing, don't get tired now, honey. This is what we've been waiting for all day. Don't you, boys, listen. I want you to listen. You've left home, prodigal, away from home. Hey, girls, I want you to listen. I want you to listen to this little song as they sing. If you need to come, you come. Right now. Don't run out now. No. Don't leave now. We've been praying for this hour. This moment right now. Sing, honey.
I wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod. A preacher closed out a revival, and he boarded a train to start on his journey home. He sat down beside a young man and tried to start a conversation with him by making some comment about the weather. The young man did not answer him, so they rode on in silence. In a little while, the preacher heard the young man break out into sobs. The preacher leaned over, and he put his arm around his shoulders and said, "Son, I'm a minister. I'd like to help you in some way if I can." And the young man said,
"They're
preacher,
still coming.
Nearly all my life, I've had a good family, I've had a good home, but I turned to the earthly pleasures. And I went as far as to strike my dad with my fist. My dad told me, 'Son, you're going to have to leave home. You're worrying your mother to death.' So, preacher, for about the past 2 years, I guess I've done just a little bit of everything that could be thought of that's wrong. But about a week ago, I knelt down at an old-fashioned altar, and the Lord gloriously saved my soul. I sat down and I wrote my dad a letter and I said, 'Dad, if you could find it in your heart to forgive me, please let me come back home. And I told him that I would be on this train, and if he wanted me to, I would get off. Well, this kind of confused the preacher a little bit, and he said, son, just how are you going to know that your dad has forgiven you? The young man said, preacher, all my life we've lived down these old railroad tracks in a little broken down house. And out in the backyard stands an old apple tree. And I told my dad if he found it in his heart to forgive me, to just have a white flag in that tree and I would get off. The young man said, preacher, I'm almost home, but I can't bear to look. The preacher said, son, that's all right. I'll look for you, and I'll be your eyes. And in a little while, the preacher said, son, you don't have a thing in this world to worry about. Why, it looks like that old apple tree's in full bloom. There's not only white flags waving all over it. There's a dear old gray-headed mom and dad standing down underneath it.
Yeah.
They're not only waving white flags, but they've got a great big old white bed sheet waving it saying, come on home. We still love you, come on home. The apple tree.
Sing. Coming home.
Yes.
Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming.
Sing that chorus one more time. Come on home, children. Sing.
Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love.
That chorus one more time. Coming home.
Coming home.
That's what you need to do. Just come on home. Some of you, listen, you haven't forgiven Mother and Daddy. You ought to forgive them today. Hey, you can't find forgiveness. Get dead at the altar, honey. Let Jesus buy the song there. One more time. Coming home.
Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love.
Won't you listen just a moment? A little girl was sent to us from the Rebecca home. I don't really know the background. I don't know much about it. But boy, she came here. And God's been using her. And I'm grateful that the Lord has let Kim Myers come and visit with us here in this home. We don't know what the Lord had for her. And we really thought she ought to or been able to go home. We thought maybe she ought to go home. And I thought she was. But somehow she didn't get to go home. She'd been away from home a long time. I wanted to take a minute. Kim, tell us what Jesus meant.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving my soul and for giving me a second chance. And
You know, I got saved at Brother Olaf's home, and I wanted to live for God, but when I went home, I was too scared to live like a Christian. And, you know, my brother's name is Bob, and he's so run out on drugs that he can hardly talk. And when I went home, I was too scared to be a Christian. And when I faced my brother, this went up. And I told him that what I wrote in my letters wasn't real, and my brother goes to hell tonight. It's my fault. I can't take back what I said, but I can pray for him, and I'm thankful for this home, and I'm thankful for Brother Mac, and I ask y'all pray for the home and pray for me.
God bless you, honey. Give us a little volume.
Well, I like to thank the Lord for saving my soul, bring me to a good Christian home, have good Christian fellowship. I just thank God for saving my soul.
God bless you, son. That a blessing to me, boy.
I'm going to thank the Lord for saving me. And I've been trying to cover it up for a long time, ever since Brother Steve came. And I knew I wasn't saved. But I've just been trying to hide it and putting on a big act. But tonight, when Brother Key was preaching, they brought out that casket. That was all. I just see myself laying in that thing dead and going to hell. So I knew I had to come down. I'm going to thank the Lord for saving me.
You don't know it. This is a preacher's son. This is a PK. That a blessing? Tell you one thing about it. His daddy will shatter out when he hears that. He knew his daddy had already talked to me. He said, Brother Ford, I'm afraid for my boy. Sure he knew. But I'm glad tonight, son, you got it all settled. Love you, boy. Amen. Come here, son.
I really ain't got nothing much to say, but all I'm gonna say, I love the Lord. And maybe some of my friends might laugh at me, but no matter. That's about all I got to say.
Has anybody else here got saved tonight? Anybody else? Anybody else? You got saved? Anybody else get saved? Well, praise the Lord. That's old Dynamite got saved there tonight. Hey, man, old Dynamite got saved. Hallelujah, Slugger. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about that boy. He's got a good haircut. Amen. Now he's got a good clean heart. Hallelujah. Now, how many tonight could say, I know in my heart, praise God, I've got everything right with God tonight. I can go home with a clean heart. Let me see your hand. Hallelujah. Did you know there's enough right there to turn this country side upside down for Jesus? Amen. I mean, just really turn it upside down. Boy, I hate to quit. Praise God. Hadn't it been a good night? Now, probably tomorrow, if Jesus doesn't come tonight, and I pray that he will, boy, that'd solve a lot of problems for Brother Otwell and myself. I just got a call from Hot Springs, North Carolina, just a minute ago, and I wanted to return the call. And they had a business meeting up there tonight and said they couldn't understand why Brother Ford wouldn't last in his ministry, and so they'd just have to cut our support off. So I said, who is it? And they said, well, it's a bunch of school teachers, public school teachers we have in our church here. Said, you ought to license your church and license that. I said, won't you just ask them a question? Would they license their Sunday school tomorrow? So that's one we lost over the licensing issue. You'd be surprised how many will cut us off over this licensing issue. A lot of the fundamental Baptist churches have licensed their ministries. They're saying the state's supreme. Now I'm going to tell you God's supreme. And any time you put a license on it, son, they'll take that Bible out, put television in its place, do away with prayer, and listen, and then criticize us for trying to live godly. So let's pray. Let's pray that God will intervene. Hey, tomorrow now, who knows? We may not have any recreation here tomorrow. We just may meet with God all day here tomorrow. And so I want you young preachers. How many young preachers we got in the house tonight? You don't pastor, but God's called you to preach. Let me see your hand. I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to have a 3-minute message for us tomorrow morning. Now, Brother Smith is going to be preaching the first message, and then we're going to listen to you preachers until you get through. And then we'll do what we want to do after you get through. So I want to hear. Listen, Henry, you can't come to the pulpit now and talk about a lot of things. You're going to have to come with the Word of God burning on your heart and give us what God would have us know and to have here tomorrow in those 3-minute messages. When all you young preachers now, I want you to pray and study tonight. Be full of God when you hit this pulpit tomorrow. And I want to hear from you. We're going to record every message, and they'll all be on tape. The best messages I've ever heard in my whole entire life is from the 3-minute messages from this pulpit. I mean that. And so let's be prepared tomorrow and be ready. Now, the canteen will be open. I'm sorry we don't have any bull riding tonight, but what we've had has been a whole lot better than bull riding. Amen. Now, if we can coax those big old bulls down here tomorrow without them running out through the woods. Now, I'm not going to try to blow a bull rope one of them and ride him. I'm not going to try to catch him. I'm going to try to coax him. So when some of you boys get on tomorrow, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And so we're going to have a good day tomorrow. You be prepared. All right, let's let our visitors, girls, if you would please.